Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Animal Communication Podcast, where the pets talk. I'm Danielle Tremblay, animal communicator of InsightWithAnimals.com. Each podcast highlights a real animal communication session between a person and their pet. The focus of conversation will be a question or series of questions posed by the owner revolving around their one topic. So today's guest is Sandra from Maryland, and thank you, Sandra, for being here.
Thanks, Danielle.
All right. And Sandra, can you go ahead and please introduce your dog friend who we'll be speaking with today?
Sid is a 3-year-old Boxer Brindle. He is a rescue, and he has been with us just shy of 1 year.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I know you have some questions regarding the topic of Sid being left home alone. So let me go ahead and call Sid in. I want to get his full attention, and then I'll ask you to ask your first question. So Sid, please. Okay. Okay, so the first thing he relays before we even get to your question is he shows me himself, like, staring at you, and he tells me that he's a dog who likes to study things. He's very good in his mind at observing what people do with their hands. He's very, you know, some dogs are very eyesight-oriented. They pay really great attention by looking at people with their eyes. You know, it's interesting because in the dog cultural world, a lot of dogs don't always do good eye contact with one another in a staring sort of way, but he shows me really focusing on people's hands, words, as well as what they do with their mouths and face. He's just very observant as far as a dog goes. He does consider himself, Sandra, very, very intelligent, and he thinks he's a good boy most of the time. And he does tell me he feels that part of his personality has a silly streak. He thinks he's a very silly boy at times, and this is part of his, well, the fun aspect of himself. Does that make sense?
He definitely has a silly streak, but we call him a good, serious boxer.
Nice. All right, so what's your first question for him?
Sid, I know you like to counter surf and take bread off the counter and anything that is on the counter that's edible when we are not home and you're left out of your crate. Why do you do this?
Okay, thank you. Well, the first thing he says is he feels he can get away with it. He knows that nobody's watching. He tells me he's normally a very good boy, and he, for the most part, wouldn't dare doing that if you were home. When I ask him, so what's the difference when they're not home? Do you know that you're not supposed to be doing this behavior? He says, oh, yes. He says, but I have a very long pair of tall, long legs, and he thinks he's, well, got the flexibility and the stamina to get right up there, again, leaning up against the counter. So this is more about, he says, he can get away with it. Nobody's watching him. Nobody's preventing him. I see him being very curious as well when he shows me himself doing this behavior. Tell me more about that. You know, emotionally, when I feel how he's feeling as he's sniffing to see what's up there, he says, I'm looking to steal things. He says, I do like food. And honestly, if he was to find a piece of food up there, he shows me himself taking it off, going down to a lay-down spot there in the same area, and then chowing down on it. So I don't feel any sort of anxiety or concern at all other than focused on what can I get up there. There's great curiosity in the hopes that he can actually pick something up and take it down. In his mind, he does indeed feel you feed him enough, so it's not about lack of food. He just tells me it's not about a nutritional desire either. It's not something it feels like that he's missing from his diet. This is more about, well, nobody's looking, and I can get away with it.
Would he prefer to be left out of his crate when we're not home?
Yes, he says, but you're doing it to prevent me from being bad or from doing bad behavior. So he understands why you're putting him in the crate. But, yeah, his preference would be to be out and about. Is that the reason why, Sandra, you do crate him?
Yes, he gets crated because he will counter-surf. He'll eat especially bread. And we're worried that one day he is going to eat either too much of something that could cause him physical harm or something that could be poisonous to him that he just happens to get his hands on.
Absolutely. I want to see if he understands that information. All right, so Sid, do you understand what Sandra's saying? You know, he just says to me, in my mind, he says, I don't think I'm ever going to harm myself. He thinks that everything on the counter is actually edible and safe. I'm going to let him know that there are some foods out there, such as avocados, for an example, that are actually very poisonous to dogs. And if you were to eat the wrong kind of food, then you could make your body ill or damage it, and we don't want to do that, and that is your person's concern. So I'm actually going to say to him, Sandra, you counter-surfing isn't just about being rude and disrespectful to your people, because that's their food, that's their counter, and they actually give you food, and that is the food that you're supposed to be eating. If they don't specifically hand it to you or give you the okay command to go ahead and eat it, it's theirs, even if they're not home. So what he does is he shows me himself being a very good dog normally outside of this one area. He thinks really this is about his only issue. And he just tells me he's a very sweet dog, very sweet and affectionate. And he just says, I don't want to make them unhappy. He doesn't want to disappoint you. So I'm going to use that word problem again. And Sandra, I use the word problem anytime an animal has something that they're doing behavior-wise that really isn't safe or is something their person does not want them to do, because animals understand the word problem. And if I present it to him as it's actually a problem when you choose to do this behavior because of the reason stated, that also means, though, Sid, you can be part of, and in this case, the total solution. So I like to present the problem, and I want to present the solution. So Sid, if you want to earn being left out, home, alone when your people are present, you need to earn their trust. Can you do that? He says, well, I've done it in the past before. He thinks there have been times where he was a very good boy when left out. So it doesn't, in his mind, he doesn't feel that he's done this behavior all the time, every time, but it does feel like he eventually started a trend doing it, and then from then on continued to check the counter from then on out, and it feels like you guys had to do some things in order to prevent him from getting anything, and that ended up being easier, he says, for you guys to end up putting him in the crate. So part of this is about Sid earning your trust, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
And Sid, do you hear that? This is part your responsibility. It's, you know, they need to be able to trust you. And he says, oh, I'm trustworthy in other ways. I'm a very good boy. I come when called. I know how to sit. He shows me shaking a paw. He thinks he's very good at commands, especially when there's a treat in front of him. He's just very food motivated in that way. So he has heard, Sandra, the request of respecting your counter. And I would encourage you as the owner to say now and in the days ahead out loud to him, Sid, we had the conversation about counter-surfing. We've explained to you why it's a problem. Danielle has explained what the solution is. The solution, Sid, is actually stay off the counter and do something else with yourself if they choose to leave you out. He says, I know that would be the solution, wouldn't it? Are you willing to do that? That's the question. He thinks on it. He thinks he's still got some puppy-like behaviors, and so he says, I'm not sure if I'd trust myself yet, and he laughs. So I do find, Sandra, that animals are at least honest, you know, when they speak to us. So if you are going to try him out, if you want to be extra safe, maybe putting up a baby gate or something he can't, you know, so he can't access that room, and or spy on him. Set up your laptop in such a way that you can kind of see what he's doing and let him know you've got your laptop set up, so when you go out to check the mail in the mailbox or something that's very short, so that ideally you can set him up for success, try that. And see if you can then review the video and praise him when praise is due for being a good boy. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
Okay. So what's your next question?
I think we had, he answered it, because the next one was, do you understand that if we leave you out, you cannot be destructive? And he said, I'm not sure I would trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he answered that one. But it's something we can work on him, starting shorter and going longer. I guess the only thing I have is, are you okay, Sid, staying in the crate during the day? Are you content with that?
Okay, sure. He says it's fine. You know, he actually goes in there and says he's a very good boy when you ask him to go in the crate. He's comfortable. He does say that there's times, he says, I wake up from my nap. So in other words, he is doing quite a bit of sleeping in there as well. I see him being calm. Emotionally, he's relaxed. There are times, he says, that I wish I could get up and stretch my legs, which he can't do in a crate nearly as well as he could do if he had earned himself, you know, the time out of the crate when you were gone.
Well, we've talked about getting him a bigger crate possibly in the next month or so. So maybe that will give him a little more stretch room.
He likes that idea.
Okay.
He also says more toys, please. He says he loves his toys.
He does love his toys. He'll be getting some new ones for Christmas.
Oh, very good. Lucky boy. All right, Sandra. So we are all set for today. We got your questions addressed, and I want to thank you so much for being part of this podcast.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate it.
You have a great day, both of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.